Hi, I'm Courtney.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Sammy.
Welcome to our podcast where we talk about life,
business, and everything in between.
Follow us along on this crazy journey called life.
Hey guys!
What's good, y'all?
Back with another episode.
Yes, we are. And this time we are just talking about us. How our journey's been.
Yeah, just a little update. We feel like we had like two guests and we just kind of wanted to like come on and talk.
Yeah.
Have to like, you know, share our time. We wanted to just spend that with you guys.
Girl Boss Up took over Disneyland.
Yes.
We did.
We have so many stories
for you guys. It's crazy.
It was like the longest, shortest 3 days ever.
Yeah.
Like it felt like a week, but it was like three quick days.
Yeah, three quick hot days. Mind you, it's November. Yeah. It was 95.
We were sweating.
I was dying.
My feet were dying.
Yes.
It was just not fun with the weather.
Not at all. My feet were
dying. I wanted to be wearing cute sweatshirts and jackets and crew necks.
Right, because it's winter out there. Christmas. While it's 95.
Yeah, they were playing Christmas music and we're just like, how are we supposed to be in the Christmas spirit when I'm
frosted
like
wreaths
blazing hot out here?
Snow should be melted.
No, for real.
Oh man. But it did get kind of cold at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more chillier at night.
Yeah. Still. Night was fun too. I loved it though. So.
It was so fun.
Are we going to start with our story?
Well, what did we really do day one?
Okay, day one,
we got there.
Yeah, well, the drive was cool.
The drive was fast.
I slept like the whole time.
Like the whole time.
Yeah.
Billy was just going.
Mm-hmm.
We left at like, 4 in the morning? Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, woke up. We were in LA.
Yeah, it was nice. Little chauffeur.
Had our chauffeur,
in our long black Cadillac cruising to Disneyland.
Cruising.
Comfy.
Girl Boss Up style. We were sleeping. And then we got to our hotel room and we got decked out ready. I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to get like casually ready. And all of a sudden, we all were just like beating our faces, doing our hair, putting cute outfits on. I was like, all right, I feel it.
Yeah.
We got ready and we. We went to Disney first, right? Or did we go to California
later?
We went to Disney first.
Yeah, but we went to California later.
That night, yeah.
It was my first time.
Yeah, it was your first, day in the park. So how was it? What was like,
what did you think
when you were like looking around at like all the stuff?
I mean, it was pretty. Like, I liked it. It was just a lot of walking for me.
Yeah. Is it what you expected?
Kind of. I don't know.
Because it's like, what do you expect going into that, you know?
I thought it was going to be more like Six Flags. The rides were not what I expected. Like, having the themes of the movie and, like, going through, that was hella dope. I was not expecting
that.
How it's just,
like, the whole story. And
That was awesome.
You got to go back when Small World is open.
Yeah. Especially at Christmas.
So
it's so
love
pretty.
Small World.
You would have loved it. And the new Star Wars ride we didn't get to go on, but that's day three, so we'll get into
that.
We'll get into that. Day one, I think we stayed till it closed at like 10, right? And then we went back. Oh, what did we ride last?
Okay.
Was that the first day or the second day?
That was the first day.
It was the first day.
No. Yes,
that's how I started my week.
No, it was the second day, babe. It was the second.
No, it was the first. It was the first because I was in my black outfit sitting out there waiting for you guys. Yes.
Yes,
I remember.
It was the first. I was wearing my biker shorts.
Yeah.
And I was wearing the Los Angeles
they were about to close and you guys go on that ride real quick.
The days are all just it. They went by quick. So I was like, wait, are you sure that was day one?
So.
So we were like getting ready like to leave. I think we had just ridden Cars, right? Or something like that. So we had like time for one more ride pretty much. And we were like, okay, I looked in the Guardians of the Galaxy that Kayla said she wanted to go on was only 35 minutes. So I was like, nice. Like, let's go hit that up while the line's short. So that way we don't have to do it tomorrow. Awesome. Kayla's like, yes, let's go. I'm so excited. So Sam was like, fuck that. I am not doing that shit right now. So she went and waited for us. And she was just, you know, whatever, I'm gonna wait.
I was just chilling.
Yeah, just she was ready
I
for bed.
I had like five people ask me. I was sitting on the curb. Five people kept me like, Are you okay?
You're like, listen, I've been up since 4 a.m.
Like, leave me alone.
I'm tired. So we're in line, and as we're in line, Kayla just starts getting a little bit more nervous. She's just like, it's gonna be fine. And we're like in line to, like, get on. And she was kind of like, oh,
fuck. Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, shit's getting real.
No, yeah. For real. Like, I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Because I went on it once with my friend Kalana. And I was screaming and literally crying on that ride. And someone during the ride literally asked me, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Like, get me off this ride. And mind you, that was only like 6 drops. No.
Whoa, we'll get to that.
This
yeah.
part,
we get on, guys, and she was already losing it. She was like,
already, like,
arm in arm
with Courtney and Billy. Like, I know I'm about to drop so hard. My anxiety was going so high, and I'm like praying in my head to God, like, please, please don't. Like, just give me. I don't even know, like, hope.
Just
like,
one drop.
Like, just save me, because I don't know what's happening right now. Like,
she was not okay, guys. Like, just the look on her
she
face.
She was regretting her like, whole life, probably, in that moment.
Like, no, for real.
Like, what did I do?
You know what? Those little pictures or, like, the videos of them, like, playing or whatever, that's what gets me, because you don't know when it's coming. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, when am I going to drop? This is over. You guys, it was, like, 12... maybe 20 drops.
It was a lot. No, I've been on that ride a lot of times. Like, every time we go, I usually go on that ride. And I've never had that many drops. And I would, like, usually I'm pretty scared on that ride. Like, I'm pretty, like, you know, it gets me. But I was laughing so hard at Kayla that I did not even know what was going on in the ride. Other than Kayla was just,
I'm just screaming.
Screaming. And then all of a sudden...
And then Billy Bob's like, it's almost done. And I know it's not because the little pictures came up and they dropped. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're a liar.
We're going to make a video vlog for you because I have it all on camera.
Oh my gosh.
And like, that's not even the best part.
Okay,
like, the
you guys,
story
okay.
gets
I'm
better.
I'm going to be 100% real because we're only real and raw on here, right? But this is the most embarrassing thing of my life. And I don't care.
She doesn't. She was telling people on the ride. I mean, obviously.
Well, I yelled it on the ride. I peed my pants on the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? And I was screaming, I tingled. I need to go to the bathroom right now. Like,
she's like, this is not okay.
It was so embarrassing. There was a puddle on
when she got up. I looked at the seat and I was like, oh my gosh.
Thank the Lord it was the last ride, so we went right back to the hotel and I went to go shower and
well
stuff.
Tell him on the way back to the hotel room, so she goes, fuck, she's like, did you bring tampons? And I was like, no, like, I did not think I was gonna need tampons, because she started her period and she didn't like have a ton of them. And I was like, well, what are we going to do? Like, there's a store we could walk to, but it's, like, way over here. And I'm like, no, I got this. Let's go to the front desk. He said, nice, you peed your pants. I was like, it's fine. You peed your pants. We'll get you some tampons.
Right.
So I go to the front desk, and I'm like, so do you guys, like, have any tampons? And she's like, oh, my God, yes. How many do you want? And I was like a handful.
Yeah,
so
a good amount.
She gave me, like, a handful of tampons, and I was like, awesome. So my little peeing pants buddy... got all the tampons she needed too.
Oh yeah, I was pushing them. That said, free at Disney. I said, okay.
Oh my God, yeah. Every single time we went to the bathroom, she's just,
I need
like grabbing 10 at a time.
You girls understand it.
She needed some. I was literally trying to like Instacart tampons, but it was only like the delivery time was only like 10 a.m. and I was like, well, we're gonna
because it was 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Wait, why have I really, like, shopped for someone who just Instacarted tampons and pads?
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do?
For 7-Eleven,
though. Out of all places.
Out of all places?
Really?
Ew, yeah. I hate the cardboard.
And can we talk about how our car in the cars ride had no brakes?
Oh,
and we almost died? Okay,
yes. So we're on the cars ride, right? And I've also ridden that ride 100 times. Like, I was... All of a sudden, we were just zooming.
Like, the race part, like, I mean, I thought, you know, I'm just like, whoa, like, this is going really fast. I've never been on this ride before. But then, like, we get to almost the end, right? And we just stop. And we're just stopped for a cool minute. And then all of a sudden, you see the workers, they're walking towards us. And they're like, okay, like, we're going to get you guys out right now.
Yeah.
Just walk through the rest of the ride.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
I knew something was wrong when I, like... when they stopped the ride and they were like, oh, you know, we're hoping to be back up in a minute. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, I knew it was us because we were stuck at a weird place.
Yeah.
But we were like, when, I don't know if you've ever been on the Cars ride, it's like when you go down the hill, we were zooming. Like, yeah. I was like, wait a second, why are we going so fast? Like, did they change this? We were zooming.
Yeah, we were going hella fast.
And Billy said he felt the emergency brake pull, like, when we got to the end. Like, they had to, like,
no, yeah, because we, stop. Like, yeah, we I was stopped. Like, whoa, like, almost broke my back there, gave us a whiplash. Like,
yeah, that was crazy. And we almost got stuck on Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
That night, we'll talk about the merriest nights, but we were on Indiana Jones, and it literally was, like, at the part where it's supposed to drop down from, like, the rolling ball, and we were just stuck there.
They just had a lot of rides fucking up.
Shaking. We were literally at the top, like, about to drop, just shaking. Like, I was like, what's happening, Kayla? I was like, and it was, like, not the normal shaking. Like, it was extra shaking.
It was, like, shaking, and I'm like, I was like, what is happening right now?
This is, like, part of the ride.
This has never happened to me, and I've been on Indiana Jones so many times, like, I'm like, why is it, like, why aren't we dropping like it usually is?
Right, like, the suspense is real right now, because I'm like, shaking.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
It's because, like, the other people down there, they had to...
Yeah, they had to clear the path. Yeah, it was, like, backed up. Because they were trying to get so many people through that it just, like, got backed up. But it freaked me out. I was like, it made the suspense real.
Yeah.
No, I was scared for a minute. I was like, whoa.
Right.
Man. Yeah, so that was pretty much day one.
Yeah. And then day two.
Day two, we slept in. We did not get up early.
No.
But it was nice because we were rested.
Yeah, we woke up at like 8 and then we left at like 10.
Yeah.
And we got to park at like 11.
Yeah.
And then left for like a break at like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And then went
back. Like 2.
And then we stayed.
We stayed until midnight.
Me and Billy Bob came to bed early.
But we had merriest nights that night. How was that?
Well, they weren't supposed to be in merriest nights.
Yeah. Courtney just finessed this whole trip, basically.
So I was like, well, I don't want to, like, leave them, like, in the park. Like, or, you know, like, I don't want to separate. Like, we're having a good time. Like, I don't want to, like, be like, see you later.
Right.
Like, miss half of our damn trip. So I was like, I'm just going to see if, like, we can get them in.
Because,
like,
they said it was sold out.
Right. It's sold out, so you couldn't get extra tickets. So I was like, no. So I went up to the... Well, we waited in this one line first. Oh, and apparently it was just Lost and
False
Found.
False advertisement at Disney, okay? Where it says Lost and Found / guest services. It is not guest services. Do not. It's do just not lost believe the sign. Found. Do not believe
so
the sign.
So we waited in that line for like 10 minutes, and then they told us, like, no, this is just Lost and Found. Go over here. So I go over there, and I'm, like, telling the lady, like, we have 4 people, but, like, I only paid for 2, and I thought I paid for 4. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's sold out. And I was like, oh, like,
oh. Giving her those puppy dog eyes.
Puppy eyes. Like, oh, really? Like, there's nothing you can do? And so then she, like, walked away. She didn't even say anything. She just walked away, and I was like, what's happening?
She's like,
I'm like, are they about to kick me out right now?
Right.
And then she comes back with this guy, and he was like, how many are in your party? And I was like, 4. It's, you know, these 2 don't have tickets, and it's me and my husband. And he's like, well, where's your husband? And I was like, he's, like, right over there. And he was like, can I see him? And I'm like, okay. So I texted him, and I was like, hey, come over here. And he was like, here you go. For, you know, he was like, here's how much. I was like, okay, period. We got our tickets. And then we're waiting in line, and the line was hella long.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tell them about the bathroom.
Oh, my God. I literally, y'all, I almost fought this damn security guard, okay? Because, look, I walked. So there's, like, these buildings in the middle, right? Like, where, you know.
Like, the ticket
booth. Yeah, just, like, hella extra shit, right? Oh, my God. And we're in the farthest line, like, closest to the entryway, like, the, like, security entry, okay? And so, you know, I go the easy route, the straight shot to the bathroom on the other side, okay? And I walk right past this damn security guard who's talking to her other security guard about their break and whoop-de-wop and all that bullshit, okay? Walk right past them, go to the bathroom, do my business. I'm on my way back. I go to walk past her again, and she's like, this is not how you get over there, or something like that. And I'm like, huh? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm going over there, like, to the line. She's like, no, you can't go this way. And I'm like, I just went this way. And she's like, you have to go around. I'm like, I have to go all the way around to come all the way back over here. She's like, yes. And I'm like, no. And so I tried to walk past her. And she put her arms out, like, you cannot go this way. And I'm like, lady, I just walked past you to get over here in the first place. Like, what do you mean? And she was not having it. And I was not having it. Anyways, I had to go around. I was very upset. Like, very upset.
She was numb.
I was pissed.
She was
pissed.
I was like, are you okay? She was like, no.
Y'all do not understand, okay? I did not walk, okay? And how much... I probably walked, like, 20,000 steps just in those 2 days alone. And this bitch wanted to add another 30 steps. And I was not having it.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Once we got in, though, it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked how the park was.
Yeah, we got our little light-up necklaces.
Yeah.
My faulty necklace.
Right.
Mine only lit up on two things.
Me too.
Not the whole thing.
Mine was fully lit.
Good for you.
Just saying.
It's because we got those Bootsy last minute.
Yeah, tickets. You guys got the... give them shit.
Yeah.
Tickets.
No, for real.
But the extra shit, but it's broken. So.
They're like, here's the extras that we found in the corner in a box that got soaked.
The lady was struggling, though, to get them out the bin.
I felt so bad.
I know, like, they didn't know how to.
Guy just standing there on his phone.
I know.
Not working.
Just like, okay. They just had them all thrown in the bin, so, like, the wires are all, like, mixed up and everything, and it took her, like, 20 minutes to untangle it.
She's like, thank you for being patient.
I'm like, at this point, I don't even need it. Like, just let me go through.
For real. But the lines were super short. Yeah. Like, we went on almost every single ride that we didn't get to go on that night.
Yeah, compared to, like, with everybody in the park, yeah. It was short.
Mm-hmm. That's always my favorite part. It's the short lines. Yeah, because I hate waiting. Sure.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because the lines are, like, 50 minutes long. Like, mm-hmm. Or 35 to, like, an hour long.
And who knew you could not cuss in Disneyland? Because same. I was not aware of that until I got there and was cussing a storm. And they're like, Courtney's like, Sam, you can't cuss. I'm like, huh?
I was like, you could like cuss when we're talking, but like, don't be like next to a worker, like going, fuck. Like, come on, Sam.
And if y'all know me,
yeah.
You know that like.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I just like, I kept like, I'd say something like, oh, like.
You're like, oh my
God. I just cover my mouth like, God damn it, Samantha.
You're like,
I'm weak.
It's just, yeah. I was just like, not in front of like workers. Like, come right. on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't write nothing, Kayla. Don't yeah. you dare.
Yeah. Kayla has some shit she does too. So we,
yeah.
She cannot.
Right in front of the workers.
She cannot be talking shit.
Yeah.
I'm the only angel child. I'm the angel Disney child, okay? I break no Disney rules.
Whatever.
You just Disney complain until they let you, they give you what you want.
That's literally, was that day two? No,
that was day three.
So day three.
It wasn't even worth it. I'm so pissed.
No. Listen, day three, we were riding like some last rides we wanted to go on. We were kind of like making our final like plans for the day. And the new Star Wars ride, we didn't get the whole virtual queue thing, which you have to get in a virtual queue. It's like at 7 and noon and... If you don't get in, you're screwed. You don't get to ride it. So we didn't get in at 7 or noon, and I was pissed. So we walk over to Star Wars Land, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to just ask the workers. I'm going to, like, say I tried and, like, see what they say. So I'm like, go up to the guy, and he was like, hold on, let me, like, get him over here. And I was like, okay. He comes back, and he's like, or she was like, yeah, there's nothing I can do, but if you go to, like, the guest services by Haunted Mansion, like, they can maybe help you. And I was like, all right, like, let's go.
I'm like, fuck it, we'll try.
Yeah, I was like, I'm already here, so I'm already trying. Let's go try again. So we walk over there, and I'm, like, explaining it to her at the other booth, and she was like, let me see. So she scans our tickets, and she was like, oh, so it's weird. She's like, it's
sorry.
It's showing that one person got in for boarding group, like, 48, and one person was boarding group 72, but you didn't see them on there? And I was like, no. And I was like, and there's four of us. And she's like, okay, well, I'll just put you on a boarding group right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So she put us on the boarding group, And it was like a wait of what, 210 minutes or something?
Yeah, it was like 180, I think.
Yeah, it was something crazy. So we had time to kill. So we went on Splash Mountain. We went on Winnie the Pooh. We ate. Finally, it was like almost time. So we like headed over to Star Wars Land.
Oh. And this old
We were always having problems with security this trip. Like, what?
So look, right? This man, which he must have had amnesia, dementia, whatever you want to call it, okay? Oh my God, no, I'm serious because, like, just listen, okay?
I'm just confused on the fact that where did that have to start and then end, like, you know?
Exactly, like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. So, we get there, and we had, like, 10 minutes to spare, like, around there, right, until we were allowed to, like, get in line. And so we were like, okay, and he asked, we just told him, like, oh, we only have 10 more minutes, like, we're just going to wait, right? And he's standing, like, him and his partner are, like, boom, okay? And then there's, like, a brick wall, like, half mm-hmm. wall that, you know, you can sit on, like, right? It's wrapped around. And so...
And there was people sitting on it, yeah.
There was people sitting on it, okay? So Courtney and Kayla sit down, right? No problems. Then Billy Bob goes to sit down closer to where the dude's at, right? And then he puts his hand at the end of Kayla, and he's like, from here to here, I need clear, right? So Billy Bob's like, okay, so me and Billy Bob going to sit on the opposite side, right? And then give him like 2.5 minutes, right? Like 2.5 minutes, okay? And all of a sudden, this man becomes pressed, okay? Nobody moved, nothing. And he comes back over, and now he's pointing to where Courtney's at, okay? A whole two people difference. And he's like, I said from here to here, has to be clear. And I get up, and I'm like, no, you didn't. You said from right here. He's like, no, the whole area has to be clear. And I'm just like, man, like, what are you talking about? Like,
and we literally get up, walk over here, and it was like, oh, it's your turn to board. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
no. And then, so the ride, we're in line for a minute, right?
Almost to the front.
Almost. We are so, so close. So close. Then they announce, you know. Oh, you can wait if you want, but we're having some problems. Mm-hmm. How long do we wait? Like
30 minutes?
Yeah, like 30 minutes. We waited like the first like 10, 15 minutes, and mm-hmm. then Court was like, okay, like, we'll wait like 20 more minutes, because by then people started to leave, and mm-hmm. it was kind of just, they kept repeating, like, you can leave if you want, mm-hmm. we don't know how long.
Right, I was like, all right.
Yeah, so we waited another like 20 minutes, nothing was happening, so we dipped out of there. But we walked out. The whole freaking bench is filled with people. And I'm just like, what happened to keeping it clear? Like, where is this man? And I'm looking everywhere because I wanted to yell at him. Like, why are you not making them get up? Oh, I was so upset.
She was so mad about that.
She was so upset. That was hilarious.
You also got a funnel cake. You got your funnel cake.
For the first time.
Oh, would you rate Disneyland churros?
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah,
churros. Out of 10.
I love any kind of churros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Disney.
The food was good.
Yeah.
That pretzel we had, oh, so good.
Yeah, I loved that pretzel. That was fire. What else did we get?
Where did we eat restaurant-wise? We didn't really eat that much food, now that I think about it. Like, we did not really, like, eat, like, meals.
Yeah, I know we didn't. We just snacked.
We ate at that burger place. I don't think you got anything, but
the burger was good. On various nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was sleeping on the bench.
That food was good. You got fries a couple times. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, like loaded fries and stuff like that. Yeah. Their food's fire there, though.
Yeah.
I was just getting
like... I spent $5 on a water bottle that I freaking...
That she left.
Took one sip of and then left. I was so...
I was like, what the fuck?
That's just leave your
it
luck.
Up to Sam, right? I was like, oh my gosh, that's funny.
So overall, it was a good trip.
Yeah.
It really was. I had a good time.
Me too.
The way home, I didn't sleep, but I really wanted to. Yeah, these two girls were, like, you were...
I mean, I did, but I was, like, in and out,
you
know?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I slept...
You were out.
You slept the whole time.
Sam wasn't in and out because she kept looking
so
at me.
Tired.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Sam...
And I kept kicking Billy Bob's seat, and I kept feeling bad. I'm like, sorry. He's like, for what? I'm like, I kicked your seat again. He's like, I didn't feel it. Stop saying sorry. I'm like, okay.
You're like, all right. Back to sleep. Yeah.
And I'd kick it again, and I'd just, like, naturally be like, sorry.
I feel bad for him. He had to deal with all of us on that trip.
Yeah.
No facts.
He had to deal with girls for 3 days.
Right.
Yeah. And just deal with us getting ready, getting... Yeah, just, yeah.
All that.
Props to him.
For real.
Our chauffeur.
Yeah. Because we were a lot to handle.
Well, yeah.
Just
yeah,
all
girls. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot to
being
handle.
All girls. But I had a blast. I love Disneyland. Yeah. Shout out to Disneyland. Love you.
Yeah. We got to post, like, a video of all of our highlights.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, or we something. Are going to post a video.
Give you all
she's
a visual.
She's going to make, like, a YouTube video of all that. Once you guys add your freaking photos.
I did. I added mine.
Oh. Kayla.
Oh. I've been busy. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out these secret things that are coming with Blessed Beauty.
Ooh, you have secrets?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you tell us your secrets?
Mm-mm. I'm not telling you my secrets.
You're like, no, not yet.
I hate how they do that. Hello, hello. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, give me time.
Right? Yeah, if you've ever ordered from, like, AliExpress Alibaba. Or Alibaba, it's like a whole nother... They're just like, it's fun to deal with. Yeah. It's like, it's confusing. You're like, are they pissed? Are they excited? Like, are they mad? Like, I don't know.
They're like, only this? Like, hello? No problem.
Like, oh. And they'll blow you up if you don't answer.
No, it's like, I don't
want to. Do you want to order? Do you want to order?
I said that one time. I was like, I'm just trying to get a new logo. Like,
right.
Hold on. Just
wait. Just relax.
Just 1 second. But, yeah.
But they reply like that, and I love it.
Me too.
Like, as long as you pay attention to, like, the time difference, because, you know, they're like, in China, right?
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, their day is our night.
Yeah.
Basically. If you guys are unfamiliar with Alibaba, it's, like, a wholesale marketplace for, like, business owners.
Or and it's, like, does hella, like, customizing and all that, which is cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to say something in your mind?
No.
Okay, then what?
Because I forgot what I was going to say. This is the real me, guys. I am, like... Something will pop in my head, and I'm like, oh, just kidding. And then I'll forget.
It popped back out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak.
What did you do when you got home Saturday? I chilled all day Saturday. I was tired. Because I didn't sleep.
I went to a church, like, Friendsgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How was that?
That was amazing.
Fun.
I was praising the Lord there.
I was stuck with Max because didn't have the funeral to go to. Sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But super sad.
Yeah.
How have you guys been?
Good. We all went to church Sunday morning. That was fun. Bless her girl boss up then took over church.
Right. Yeah. We love our church.
Took over.
On.
And then this week has just been kind of getting caught up from being gone. Just thinking of stuff that needs to get done.
I hate unpacking.
Yeah.
I still have so much laundry to do.
Yeah. I'm the worst at unpacking.
Oh my God.
I literally just brought in the suitcase because I had to bring it in because the GoPro was in the suitcase. So I was like, well, if we're recording our podcast tonight, I guess I have to bring the suitcase in.
Right.
I just don't know. It's like such a downer from the trip coming home and unpacking.
Yeah.
Like packing is way better.
Yeah, packing can be exciting because you're like, ooh, I want to wear this.
Going,
we're leaving in T-minus 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I literally, these girls were packed like the day before.
Yep.
And
I was other stuff to do.
We recorded our podcast. I was like, oh, I got to pack now.
Yeah.
I was up late packing.
No.
It was fine. That's how I always do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had to, like, force Courtney.
Literally, it was like, Courtney, go.
Then we had
right
to, like,
now.
Be like, Billy Bob, make sure she packs I go drop her off.
Right.
Like, or drop the car off.
Yeah. I was, like, demanding you.
Mm-hmm. You guys were not playing.
No.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I've just been.
Yeah, it was great.
Catching up. Next week, we'll definitely have a coffee and chat. Get back on the swing of that.
Yes.
We miss our local girls.
Yes, we do. And if you guys are local, come see us.
Miss our Willie's Bagels and Big House Beans.
Yes, Willie Bagels. So freaking good, you guys.
Always get that bacon and
sugar. And our photo shoot is
Oh my gosh, hey, let's guys.
Talk about that. Oh, you guys
you
are
guys.
Ready.
Talk about
that. It's like
guys
a,
are not ready for it.
It's like we're shooting for our individual like brands and self, and then we're also shooting for Girl Boss Up.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of exciting things.
Yeah.
I'm just literally so excited.
I'm so excited for you guys to see what's
I still need to send you guys pictures of my outfit choices.
Yeah.
We have to make decisions on outfits too. Because we only get so many and we have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the hardest part.
Yeah, I'm like, can I get eight outfits?
Like limiting myself.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
Me too.
That'll be fun. And then I feel like I'm just gonna do something else this week, but I don't think anything else is going on.
No. Pretty much it. Yeah. Nothing's really going on. I'm just working.
Yeah, you work what? Thursday, Friday?
And Sunday. And then we have Friday to Saturday, but other days.
I feel like I need to get myself back on track after this vacation.
Facts.
I feel like in a little bit of a funk, like I'm just not ready mentally to like go back.
I'm gonna be so real. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I've been just not feeling it.
On my grind and like reading my books and all that.
Yeah, and just like putting, like I haven't even posted again on my paper. You know what I mean? Like I just need to get.
Yeah, we need to be back on our consistency. And that's key, honestly. Like, I know. We mess up too, so don't get us like.
Don't think we're over here perfect trying to tell you what to do, because we are still working on ourselves.
Right, and you're growing with us, so.
Yeah.
We gotta boss up together.
Literally.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's been like a crazy week. It feels super long.
It has.
It does. Long. This week is going by super long. But I feel like it's just because we have something leading up to the end of the week. I feel like my weeks always go by super long. Yeah. I have something I'm waiting for.
Right, I'm waiting for this. Yeah.
So I'm like,
I was thinking we should start, like, doing, like, planning our weeks together. Like, pick a day and, like, plan our future week and, like, go over the last week and, like, hold each other accountable. Like, you know how you were talking about this morning, like, the five things a day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can make our list for, like, the week, and then at the end of the week we can be, like,
Did you do these? Did you hold each other accountable to our week? Yeah.
You know, and then plan the next week. Yeah. Because, you know, we have to do it on a daily.
I wrote that on my thing today, too. I wrote the five. If you guys didn't hear my last podcast. Yes. Do five things a day. And if you don't accomplish those five things, you don't win the day. And if you lose that day, it's okay. If you win more days in the week, you win your week. If you win more weeks in your month, you win your month. You win your, your month. And then if you win more months in the year, you win the whole entire year. So that's cool. And don't think like, oh my gosh, I didn't do this day. Right. Do it tomorrow. Like, tomorrow's another day. Mm-hmm. Like, just say today is the day. And then the next day, today is the day. Just write that on somewhere.
And it could be two things if you already feel like you're overwhelmed. Like,
right.
But yeah, five is a good, if five is a good, like, average, but if you feel like, you know, four is better for you, then make it four.
Yeah.
But as long as you're winning your day and you feel like,
and it doesn't have to be big things. No. Yeah, like, it can be small things.
I need to start doing it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I need to put, like, laundry on that list.
Yes, Courtney.
I'm the worst with laundry.
No.
That should be on my list every day.
No, it should.
A load of laundry.
But, like, I'm meaning five things that will grow you mentally.
That too.
Like, I read my book today. Or, like, mine would be, like, yes, I read my Bible today. Yes, I read my affirmations. Like, affirmations are key, by the way, because I learned this because I struggle with self-confidence and not feeling pretty. So I always write on my, I swear to God.
When I tell her, when she told me this, I was like,
I swear to God.
Like, what? Like, how do you even think that?
And when, if you guys aren't religious, but I am, so I just throw this out there. But when I got, like, prophesized, yes. He told me all of these things, and it really opened my eyes. So being and saying these things to yourself is going to help you grow and not think those other negative things, because it will just wipe it away and keep wiping it away and keep wiping it away and help you grow as a person. And reading helps you grow to your mindset and how you think. You're not always
can't just look at your freaking phone all day and just think you're going to grow. You feel me? You have to read things that are going to help you grow as a person and help you, like, grow your business-wise on how can I do this and how can I change that. So
one of the biggest things, too, is if you don't already, have set hours on your account, on your, like, business pages where that's, like, where you're not responding to messages.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you need to take time away from your phone to where you don't... Because we were just talking about this earlier. Like, there are times when I wish I didn't have to have social media.
No, for real.
But if I don't have social media, my business is not going to
go anywhere. It's a huge down mark.
Yes, it's a big part of my business. Yeah. So there's no way I can just have a successful business without social media in this day and age. So it's like, there are times when I'm like, I wish I didn't have to have an Instagram. Because it's just, you know, it can be draining.
It's a lot to keep up with.
So, like, just for your own self, setting boundaries, like, you know, after 7 p.m. or 5 p.m., whatever you want, whatever you feel is best, I'm not going to respond to messages anymore. And that's just for your own sanity. So that way you can go, you know what, I don't need to be on my phone for the next 2 hours. I can go read a book and take a bath, or go outside and read a book, or, you know.
And I wish customers or, like, people understood that, like, that's just, it's not a bad thing, you know, like, or it's not like you being rude, or
you can't go there at midnight and expect to return something.
Right.
They're closed.
What just because we're a person and not an actual business that runs on hours doesn't mean we don't need our closed times too.
Yeah.
I seen this freaking post and I was just like, whoa, like, people are crazy. And it was like messages. And one of her customers, she did hair, right? And one of her customers texted her like, oh, you told me you weren't available today, but I seen you at Target or something like that, right? And she's like, I'm not available. And she was like, well, you saying you're not available makes it seem like you have other clients. If you wanted to shop instead of do my hair, like, you should have just told me that. And I'm like, like, girl, she's not doing hair 24/7. Right. Like, she can go to Target if she wants. Like, people need days off too. Yeah. Like, that blew my mind. I'm just like, no, but that's crazy. For real.
It's like, you could post, like, every time I go on vacation, I could post it. Every morning, I could post it one time. I could post it on my feed.
I could
post it everywhere, and people are still like, hello, hello, hello. Like,
lady, can I enjoy vacation? My vacation?
Please? Right. Like, it's not a long vacation. I'm not going to be gone for a month. Like, I will be back next week. Like, it's the weekend. Like, you guys can, like...
But yeah, like, we as small business owners, we need time to breathe, too. And we need time to just... Yeah. Sometimes just, you know, put everything to the side and just focus on us.
Yeah. And that can be hard because you're like, I don't want to lose a customer. I don't want to, like, lose a, you know.
But you have to set boundaries. Yeah. Because we've talked about it a lot of times. If you lose yourself, you're going to lose your business. You can't run a successful business without you being successful in your own mind and just as a person.
Well, and then not only that, but if you're also pouring all of your time into your business and you're not pouring any time into your family
or yourself,
then one of those things is going to break. Like, it has to be a
lot of people have kids. A lot of people have so many other responsibilities.
You have to find the balance of what makes sense for you and your family.
Yeah.
And you know what? If the customers don't like that, then maybe they're not your customer.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's okay. And that is totally okay.
Yeah.
Like, not every person is going to go to Kayla for brows or Sammy for lashes. Like, that is okay.
There are other people and I will recommend you.
Right.
Like, how about that?
Yeah. You got to find who those people are and go with that, because if not, you're going to just lose your mind. Because I've been there where I'm just like, I wish I could blow my Instagram up and not even care about any messages.
Like, just delete it. Yeah. Delete the whole freaking thing. I'm done.
It's like an overwhelming wash. Yeah,
definitely. Social media is very draining.
You just feel tired.
Yeah, for sure. Like, today I was talking to my sister, and she hasn't been on social media in a long, like, TikTok, actually, in a long time, and she went on it today and literally was on it for, like, 2 hours, and she was like, I can't do this. This is why I stopped.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane. This is taking over my whole brain, and I'm like, bro, tell me about it. Like, I watch TikTok every day, like, for hours, too. Like, I need to stop. Like, it's not okay. Gotta TikTok be,
The only cool thing about TikTok is there's lots of ideas on there.
Yeah, there is. That's why I love it.
Yeah. There's inspirational stuff. For
exactly.
Business stuff.
Right, ideas.
Like, I get a lot of ideas and inspiration off of there. Like, for home stuff, for my right. business.
Yeah, I feel like it's what you're watching, too. If you're mm-hmm. watching dumbass shit that's not going to, I mean, that do anything keep, for you, yeah. yeah, then okay. But, like, if you know, if you're trying to get ideas for shit, or, yeah. you know, like...
Because I do notice when I'm, like, looking at more, like, work-type things, right. my brain is like, okay, I've had enough.
Like, I'll sit there and, ideas. Like, I'm good. Look at esthetician videos all the time just to get ideas of videos I can make, you know, right. and, like, stuff like that. And, like, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Right. That's not wasting my time.
You want to know what's trending. Right. You want to know what people are yeah. doing and hashtags and sounds.
And sometimes you see something, you're like, oh, I like that, but I could switch it, you know, and do mm-hmm. this, and it gives you ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one sucky part. You always have to be on social media.
Yeah.
Because you got to stay current. Right. You gotta
be I know. I need to make some new videos.
Mm-hmm. You should when you do our lashes for our shoot. You should make, like, TikToks.
Facts.
Yeah. And then have the ending be, like, you, like, with your whole makeup done, mm-hmm. like, in your outfit. Mm-hmm. That'd be cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to make lots of content in that studio.
Oh, yeah, guys. Just wait for our TikToks coming.
While people are having their turns, because we're all going to get our own turn, so we can be
mm-hmm.
doing things.
We're going to get you with a lot of behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yes.
Super excited.
Yes. So excited.
I Does Sarah wait. Have her outfits?
Yes. She showed me the other day when I went
Are they there. Hella cute? Can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just...
Shoot. Sean is such a fun person to shoot with. Yeah, and Megan.
Like, they just make it make you feel comfortable in your own skin. Like, I love right. that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, and it's like, just a nope, good atmosphere.
And that's what the boudoir is about. It's about, you know, body confidence, feeling confident in what you're in.
Feeling beautiful.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Yeah, we are so excited. I can't wait for it.
It's coming up a little too quick for me because I'm getting nervous, and I'm man.
No, right.
Sam's like, I'm not nervous. I'm going to rock it.
No,
I'm just stressing about my outfits. Sis used to be a model.
Don't play with her.
I did, but I just, my outfits is what's stressing me out because I'm like, I have like 20 outfits I want to bring. But I can only wear two.
That would be your issue. Yeah.
I know,
that's kind of bugging me too. I'm like, I have a couple different things I want. I'm going to hope that he just kind of lets us, like,
Like, look, I can change in 2 seconds.
Literally.
Right? Like,
literally.
I'll just.
Like, okay, this is one. All right, go.
I'm like, give me 5 seconds. No, like, time me. I can.
I'll have to, like,
I'm weak.
I'll knock his lens off real quick, so while he's fixing his camera,
So the way you just.
I'm like, Sean, literally.
Oh, wait, and no, it's like magic, like.
Yeah,
and we could, done. Yeah,
I can make a TikTok about that. Oh, you know what we should do?
And it's not like we're wearing a lot of clothes anyway.
No. Like, so we got these velour, like, tracksuits.
Oh,
you know what we should
today?
Do? We should make a transition video from our velour tracksuits into, like, outfits.
Oh, we
outfits.
Should, yeah. No, we should. Have you seen those TikTok videos where it's like they throw the clothes at you, you know, and then it, like,
mm-hmm.
boom, like, changes? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those are hella cute.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah, we can do both.
Yeah.
Like, a walk-in transition where we, like, cover up the camera and then we.
Giving you guys some ideas. Look, you're coming with us.
You're in our brains. You don't understand how I, like, I'm just set on wanting that one photo.
Which one?
The one I showed you guys. Remember, I showed Sean too.
I don't remember. I'm like, I probably will remember when I
see
it.
Yeah, you'll remember when you see it.
I have a whole
Pinterest
album. At
the event I showed you.
Mm.
Remember? I'm like, oh, I wanted this.
Oh my gosh, I have a whole, like,
oh yes,
album.
I really do want to bring bubbles. The bubble machine.
Okay.
It's
Courtney,
gonna work.
You guys, hold on. Courtney wants to bring.
By the time you hear this, it'll be too
that
late.
You get from Disneyland, you guys, where the kids are like pushing the button and it makes the noise. She wants to bring that to our. She doesn't want to bring real bubbles because we can't. We can't.
Yeah, how are we gonna make them?
Yeah, we can't make real
bubbles.
I mean,
so it works.
We're just gonna do that while he just snaps a picture.
No, I want you to, like, cover me in the bubbles.
Like, we'll be behind the camera blowing the bubbles at her. So you won't see the bubble maker.
Right, you'll just see the bubbles. Yeah, that's what I want. And I need to get some, like, bubble gum. And, like, a wine bottle.
You should get, like, some lollipops. Oh, that'd be sexy.
Where can you get a newspaper?
A newspaper?
In Brentwood.
Just go tapeboard off somebody's porch. I mean, on somebody's lawn.
Literally,
dude, there's literally people just, you know, throw newspapers on people's... We're in Antioch. They don't do that out here.
They do it in Brentwood.
Yeah. We're in the Yawk town.
Yeah.
I was like,
ain't nobody getting newspapers out here.
Newspapers. We don't get it no more.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
They do it in Disco, too. I can grab one for my crap house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we gotta go out there anyway.
Yeah.
I need a wax, guys. It's not gonna hurt.
Yay.
Them. It's gonna be fine.
I should make you wax me.
Like, do it.
Do my top. I just hate doing, you know.
I used to wax my arms. Like, I know how to do it. I could do the soft wax.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do the hard wax on you. I'm not.
I mean, I can even lay it and just have you
rip
pull
it,
the strip. Yeah.
Yeah. Rip. Teamwork.
It takes me like 2 minutes to pull each strip because I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, wait. You know, I get ready and I'm just like, mm. And then I just have to pop.
Just got
to
do it.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Well. Welcome to being in our brain for an hour.
I know, right?
Almost an hour. We love that. That's what we envisioned.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, sometimes we can have like serious conversations.
Right.
And, like,
sometimes just talk.
Yeah.
Whatever comes to mind.
You can just, yeah, hear what's going on in our head.
This is pick your brain.
Mm-hmm. And pick always, if you have any questions for us, you can always DM us or
DM us,
email us.
Tell us anything you guys want to know because we are.
Yeah,
always...
or topics you want us to talk mm-hmm. about
yeah.
or.
People you might want to hear
yeah.
like, from.
Anything.
Yeah.
Whatever one interests you guys, we are here for you.
Yeah, we yes. are real. Wrong.
And we do have some fun guests lined mm-hmm. up. So
oh, yeah.
the next few weeks will be real fun with some familiar faces or voices,
yeah,
I should say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Super exciting. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys have a good week.
I hope you
yeah.
have.
Accomplish
win your
week.
Week. Yep.
Yeah.
Win the
win
week,
the
like
week,
Kayla would say.
Win the month, win the weeks,
mm-hmm.
win the year, you guys. Win this
we
year.
We only have a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
I know.
Literally.
Dude, there's 6 weeks until Christmas.
I seen a TikTok meme that was like, when it was November 1st yesterday and Thanksgiving is next week. I'm like, for real? Like, how's Thanksgiving next week?
My dad's birthday is next week, literally.
It's crazy.
I'm like, bro, time is going by so
way too fast. So make sure that you guys win each day because each day is going to count a lot.
Facts.
To set you up for the new year, too.
It's okay to dwell for a little bit. Don't sit in it, though.
Yes. And we should do a special New Year's episode.
Ooh,
I'm
yeah.
gonna speak that into existence.
Speak it into existence.
A new year.
I wanna go somewhere.
Ooh. Okay.
For New Year's, so bad.
That'd be cool. We could go maybe the snow. Oh, you're thinking
oh.
Mexico.
Ooh, Tahoe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A little cabin in Tahoe.
Ooh.
I girl boss
next
that takes
year,
over Tahoe.
I'm doing a white Christmas. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Again, I'm doing it.
That's so pretty. You can just get a little cabin.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Tiff's already down.
Yeah.
Dodo's down.
We should do a white New Year. Girl boss up takes over Tahoe.
Right.
Or anywhere with snow. There's hella places we could go. But yeah.
Yeah.
Win your week. Win your year.
Win your year.
We'll talk
win
about
all,
New Year soon.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving and be thankful for what you got.
Yeah. Enjoy the time with your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That break.
Yeah. Just soak it all in.
And then we can decorate for Christmas.
We already can decorate for Christmas, Sam.
That's a real debate. I want to know what y'all think.
We also have an event coming up this Saturday, so if you guys would like, it's at the Willy's Bagels.
Yeah.
No kidding. By the time they hear this, though.
Oh, yeah. It'll be too late.
Well, I hope you guys had fun at the Willy's Bagels.
If you went,
event.
Yeah.
G.
Hope
if
you guys
you
went.
Yeah.
If
support.
Not.
Support.
If not,
support.
Next time, December 5th.
Sick.
Is that a Saturday?
5th?
No, 4th.
4th. December 4th. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Alrighty, guys.
We will talk to you later.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys so much. Stay blessed.
Bye.